where the bollards are now, or where the lights are now.
That's right. Now, surely that hasn't been taken away all that long ago. I can remember...
What they done was, when they put the old pump shed down, you know, when that well went dry, they put a glass card thing in the road. Exactly where the old pump went down, you know. And it was there a long while. Whether it is down there or not, I haven't...
No, well, it's still on that pump.
Yeah. When was the old pump house taken away?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, when it was taken away. I don't know about when it was taken away, but when that went dry was 1921.
No, yeah, when was it knocked down?
When did that actually take it down out of the middle of the road?
I couldn't tell you the date.
Well, I said to Ken, I can remember cycling round it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't have done that at 11 years
ago. I said it was taken down before the war.
Oh, yes, I know.
Do you think so?
I think
I'm sure my dad didn't let me on the road at 11 years of age. I'm damn sure. And I can remember cycling around it.
I think you have to understand. I'm sure it was taken down before.
It did have a thatched roof on it.
Yeah.
Yes, it always had a thatched roof.
An old rough timber frame. An old rough timber frame with a... Yeah. And then it had pylons round it, you know, pointed pylons. And it had the old horse tank. There were the old cab horses used to drink out of.
That's right.
Were you okay with taking down before the war? I was 11 in the water. Positive back then,
and I can't recall going that far,
because
I wasn't very adventurous, you know.
I know the South End Water Company got that well at Charfield's estate. They got that well of pumping just in time, you know, that old... As soon as they start pumping now, that old thing, when the old pump went dry.
Wasn't that a very deep borehole there?
No. Oh. Yeah, about a couple of 100 foot there.
Oh, I thought it was deep.
The actual hole itself almost deep in this ceiling, like, you know, where...
No, no.
Where the bore pipes went down.
Where were you born?
Well, I was actually born in Rayleigh, but I spent nearly all my life on here. Most of my life. I've worked off here, mind you, worked, as I tell you, all around the old villages.
Well, what were you if you went round all the old villages?
I used to be a hay trusser.
Oh. Yeah, but you also worked horses, didn't you?
Yeah, worked horses, wasn't it?
And what sort of education did you have?
Well, we had an old married couple who lived in the old village house. That's what I was at the old, you know the old church candy, do you? The little old wooden place.
No.
That's the first church you come to. The first church you come to on your left hand side.
Just the sort of Charlie's estate.
Yeah.
I was taught in that little old the old schoolhouse obviously. An old wooden
Just two teachers.
Yeah, just the old man and his old wife. The old wife taught it.
Machin, isn't it?
Yeah.
What sort of subjects did they teach you?
Well, he pumped the 3 R's into us, I tell you that.
Yeah.
He pumped that well into us, because that's a thick of course it is.
Yeah. And when did you then leave school?
I think I left when I was 13.
School,
yeah.
Was that the expected age you would leave
school? Maybe the long stay as 13.
Anyway, we ended up with different forms that time of the day. You know, I was in form 6, I got well up, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went too bad at school when I left. I used to know most of me, you know, originally taken it. Fractions are anything I couldn't get on with. I couldn't get on with them.
You lived at Munden, didn't you?
What did you do when you left school?
I went, tell you the truth, I went as a houseboy for the old parson, for a start. He used to have a little old pony and trap to drive into the station. So I bet I used to be like a houseboy and groom like, mixed.
But how did you get away from the tides when you came across the estate?
Oh yes, you got, you lost the tide, you would have stopped on there 6 hours.
Well, was it a ford? Was there no bridge?
No bridge. Just a little old ferry boat.
Really?
Yeah. Well, rowing boat, the ferry boat.
Yeah.
Nothing like the ferries across the channel.
The old road is still down there, you know, where they used to go up.
Is there?
Hard bottom.
If you're going over there, You look on your right hand side as you go over the bridge.
Yeah.
And you'll see a row of posts. Mm-hmm. Right then, and you'll see a holloway.
Mm-hmm.
The boat doing that. And that's where the traffic used to go up there. Oh.
But
then over the hump to the other end.
But possibly that's been destroyed since they put the new bridge there. Because the old bridge was to the left of this new bridge. I've got a feeling they chewed right the way through the old hard standing on the bottom.
The old footpath's still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where we used to walk up.
Because
I used to get over to the old crown of Banfleet Saturday nights, and I used to walk up that path, you know, and sometimes that was full of water. You know, that right hand side, I used to keep bumping my ribs up on the post, you know.
Difficult going home.
I used to stick clear of that water, though.